Well, in a word, stormier. We've been giving you the first alert all week long. We've kind of been teased the last few days. Now, some areas had some pretty intense storms. Yesterday, there was hail in parts of western Nassau, Duval, and Clay County. Trees were damaged in the Hilliard area, but they still were very isolated. Well, more than half the area got no rain at all. In fact, from east of I-95 to the beaches, it was completely dry. So the coverage low, but where the storms occur, they packed a punch. Now, we start to transition to that much more widespread pattern of showers and thunderstorms. Everybody gets rain between today and Sunday, and most spots should see at least an inch or two, but there may be some areas that see 3, 4, even 5 inches of rain as we go into a very wet and stormy pattern that'll last through a good part of the weekend. So there's your first alert and heads up. Now, I've had a lot of calls and emails and messages through social media. Is it a washout? Can I get anything in? Well, yes, you can get things done. Just keep an eye to the sky today. It's a 4 or 5 o'clock on through the evening period for showers and thunderstorms, and I would expect some heavy downpours and perhaps a few severe storms. So keep an eye to the sky. The afternoon commute may be impacted, especially the latter part of the afternoon commute. Storms moving from west to east. In fact, should develop in two areas near the sea breeze and then also inland and then push to the east. So could be a couple of rounds. And then off and on showers and thunderstorms, even overnight, it looks like a convective complex, what we call an MCS, a mesoscale convective complex, just means a big cluster of thunderstorms, will evolve and develop along the Gulf Coast, and then that heads eastbound, and that could move into Jacksonville and northeastern Florida late evening and overnight, continuing the threat for heavy rainfall and lightning well into the night. What that does help us with on Friday is a little bit more stable air mass, a little bit more stable atmosphere. Doesn't mean we're completely dry. We'll still likely have a few showers and perhaps a rumble of thunder, but it generally looks a little bit quieter on Friday, and temperatures not as warm, in the mid to upper 70s. Then on Saturday, it will be a sizzler. It'll be hot, partly sunny, temperatures soar into the upper 80s to near 90 degrees, but that's just fodder for our next round of storms. As a strong upper-level disturbance moves into the area, numerous thunderstorms will develop late in the afternoon into Saturday night through the day on Sunday, with multiple waves of storms, the potential certainly there for very heavy rain, but also a severe weather threat. So we'll keep an eye on that time period. So for Saturday plans, you're fine through roughly 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, as it would appear right now. And then some sea breeze storms will pop up, move off into the Atlantic, and then a squall line of storms should move from west to east, and that'll be followed by multiple rounds yet of more rain and storms overnight. And into the day on Sunday, rain and storms should gradually diminish from west to east by late Sunday afternoon. But it's a stormy pattern, and it really comes down to just timing it and the exact amount. So we'll continue, of course, to work on this forecast, perfect the timing and the exact impacts, but plan on some stormy pattern, some stormy days, periods, and clusters of showers and storms and bands to move through between now and Sunday. By early next week, once you know it, on Monday to start the new work week, we clear it out. It'll be less humid and really some delightful weather for several days. But in the meantime, widespread rain and storms on and off from late today through tonight into tomorrow and through the weekend. There'll be periods of severe weather and heavy downpours. Everybody gets at least some rain. Amounts should average 1 to 2 inches, but some spots 3, 4, and 5 inches will be a possibility. So localized flooding, and we'll have to keep an eye on that severe weather threat as well. It would appear that damaging winds and large hail will be the greatest threat, but I can't rule out an isolated tornado very late this afternoon into this evening, and then again with the storms late Saturday into Saturday night, and possibly even into Sunday, although Sunday is looking to be more likely perhaps a heavy rainfall threat during the day. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.